Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, Holiday Road. President Biden calling on Congress for a gas tax holiday.
The American people, they need relief now.
A look at what critics are saying about the move and the questions on everyone's mind. Will it happen and how much will it help? Plus, sharing her story. Home Edit star Clea Shearer opens up about her battle against breast cancer.
Did you know you had this within you?
Nope, I sure did not. I definitely thought I was more of a delicate flower than I am.
The steps she took that may have saved her own life, how she's doing today, and the special announcement she's sharing with us. Then, back on Broadway. A Back to the Future musical set to hit the Great White Way. Everything we know about the new show, sure to gather flux capacity crowds. So slip on your self-lacing shoes and get ready to hit 88 miles per hour. Today, Thursday, June 23rd, 2022.
What's up, Tupelo, Mississippi?
Girls trip from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
And Dayton, Ohio.
From Greeley, Colorado.
Celebrating 5 years together.
From Greenwood, South Carolina.
It's our third time on the plaza.
From Evanston, Illinois.
It's our first time in New York.
Hi to my go-go and grandpa.
Watching in Bald Lake, Michigan.
Family reunion.
With five generations.
Celebrating our Sweet 16 at the Today Show.
Wow.
Wowza. How about
five
that?
Generations?
Reunion, five generations. We've got birthdays and everything. We're celebrating. We're going to start you off right on this Thursday morning. So happy that you're here with us. Let's get right to our news at 8 o'clock, guys. With the summer driving season revving up, President Biden is urging Congress to give Americans a tax break at the pump. NBC's Maggie Vespa tells us how much it might help and why the idea still is facing some opposition. Maggie, good morning.
Yeah, Hoda, definitely. Good morning. All of these conversations, all these questions playing out as the pain at the pump remains all too real. Here in Chicago, well over $6 a gallon. The national average still hovering around $5 a gallon. And with that pain in mind, President Biden is asking Congress to implement a three-month pause on the federal gas tax. And that tax has been set at 18 cents for nearly 30 years. The White House estimating if states suspend their taxes too, the price at the pump could fall by a dollar or more. At the same time, during his address yesterday, President Biden also calling out big oil, accusing companies of failing to up their refining capacity and basically driving prices up. The CEO of Chevron, among those pushing back, saying production is actually at an all-time high, and that tense dynamic playing out as the White House's energy secretary is set to meet today with multiple CEOs from big oil to hopefully search for some solutions. And then it's also worth noting, if nothing else, that we don't know at this point, I should say, if there's the support the president needs on Capitol Hill to get this pause implemented. There are a lot of critics in Congress, including some Democrats, some theorizing that a federal gas tax holiday, they believe, could make record inflation even worse. Hoda?
All right, Maggie Vespa for us there. Maggie, thank you.
Heads up if you're planning any air travel ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Airport chaos showing no sign of letting up. Yesterday alone, more than 1,000 flights had to be canceled. Hundreds more have been canceled for today already. Experts are blaming those disruptions on staffing that has just not caught up with the growing demand. And overseas, it is the same story. London's Heathrow Airport struggling. Look at that. Mountains of backlogged luggage asking airlines to cancel 10% of their flights.
My goodness. All right, we have new developments in the alcohol-related hazing death of college student Stone Foltz. The 20-year-old sophomore died last year after attending an off-campus fraternity event in Ohio. This morning, his parents are speaking out after filing a new lawsuit that claims the school is directly responsible for their son's death. NBC's Erin McLaughlin has the story. Erin, good morning.
Good morning, Chanel. Sherry and Corey Foltz say that when they sent their son Stone to Bowling Green State University, they believed he was headed off to one of the greatest experiences of his young life. But that rite of passage ended in tragedy. Now they say they want the school to pay.
It's been more than a year since college sophomore Stone Fultz died of alcohol poisoning.
Stone was that kind person who was an introvert, but he also was always there for everyone.
According to his family's complaint, the 20-year-old was forced to drink an entire liter of hard liquor in as little as 18 minutes, part of an off-campus hazing ritual organized by the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, also known as Pike.
So it was a continuous pressure to finish the bottle as fast as they could.
And what was the point of this?
It's hazing. That's what they do.
Now his parents, Sherry and Corey, are demanding Bowling Green State University be held accountable for the death of their son. In a new lawsuit filed overnight, Stone's parents allege the school turned a blind eye to hazing while encouraging students like Stone to join its fraternities and sororities, adding the school knew about Pike's troubled history of hazing, but did nothing about it.
This is their lack of action. We lost our son.
Following Stone's death, the Pike fraternity was expelled from campus, and 8 of its members were criminally indicted.
This is the beginning of the criminal process for these men.
At the time, the university releasing a statement calling the hazing absolutely intolerable, adding the expulsion was a step forward in eradicating the practice at the school.
Guilty of the offense of hazing.
Last month, 2 Pike members were convicted of misdemeanor charges in connection with Stone's death, including hazing and violating underage drinking laws. But they were acquitted of the more serious charges, including involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide. Last year, Sherry and Corey were there as Ohio's governor signed a new law aimed at ending hazing, which increases the penalty for some violations that cause serious harm to a felony. Still, they're calling for a nationwide solution.
Until the university presidents and the individuals of power step up and take action, we're going to continue to see young men and women either get humiliated, injured, or even death.
Last week, 3 other former fraternity members were sentenced to jail terms for their roles in Stone's death. In response to the new lawsuit, the university released a statement saying, quote, Stone Fultz's death was a tragedy. However, this lawsuit is meritless, ignores that we have actively enforced our anti-hazing policy, and undermines our continued efforts to eradicate hazing. NBC News has also reached out to the Pike fraternity, but has not heard back. Chanel.
Our hearts go out to their parents. Aaron, thank you.
Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened more than a week after it was damaged by record flooding. The Southern Loop opened to a limited number of visitors yesterday. You can see, though, a long line of cars already there. However, some major roads are still washed out. The Northern Loop, which saw the worst washouts from flooding and rocksides, should open within 2 weeks. Yellowstone usually gets nearly 1 million visitors during a month of summer.
All right, guys, we got the news covered, and I have a cute boost for you. So a lot of toddlers are already fussing to get out of their safety seat as soon as the car stops. But this one gives mom a happy greeting every single time she opens the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I think I'd spend my morning in the driveway.
I know.
Opening, closing. All right, you've watched that all day. And how nice to get that beautiful ring every time you open
Hello.
The door.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, just ahead, Justin Timberlake, of all people, apologizing for his dance moves. I don't even think it was that bad.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
We're going to explain coming up in Popstar. He actually issued an apology.
I mean, it looks good to me.
Me too.
But first, guys, the home edit's inspiring Clea Shearer. She's going to update us on her breast cancer journey.
All my scars feel like strength, you know, like they feel like battle wounds.
What she hopes all women can learn from her story about becoming your own best health advocate and the joy she is getting through a new project to push research forward right after this.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with a story featuring someone we love dearly here at Today.
Yeah, as one half of the Home Edit, Clea Shearer has inspired people to get organized, and now she's got a brand new mission, doesn't she?
Yeah, an important one. After finding a lump during a self-exam in February, Clea was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And this morning, she's sharing her story for the first time on television, and she's also announcing an initiative that she hopes will save lives.
I'm going to try and do a rainbow lineup of books up here.
Yeah. Clea Shearer has made a career of conquering clutter.
You want to be able to, like, either need it, use it, or love it.
Alongside her Home Edit co-founder, Joanna Teplin, she's built an empire organizing the closets and pantries of celebrities and regular clients, even us here at Today.
What happened? Oh, how did you do this?
But in February, just weeks after her 40th birthday, everything changed.
I know you guys live for the Lazy Susan.
We love.
Clea was in New York to appear with us on Today when she felt a lump in her breast.
We had so much to celebrate. Our TV show, the trailer was just released. Our show was coming out April 1st. We had a magazine launch.
You're on top of the world.
We had so much goodness. But when I felt that lump, I just was like, I can't put this off just because life is too good.
Her OBGYN told her it would be months before she could get an appointment, but Clea was determined and pushed to get checked by another doctor. The test confirmed she had cancer.
You saved your own life.
Yes.
By knowing your own body, trusting yourself, and not letting it go.
Correct. I would be in a really different place right now if I had postponed what I knew was something. I didn't know that it was going to be cancer, but I felt something. If I hadn't done that, I have no idea what stage my cancer would be in.
Although I'm terrified, absolutely terrified of chemo, I am not terrified of a plan.
Through a double mastectomy and chemotherapy, Clea has documented every step in candid videos and posts for her millions of Instagram followers.
And I had to, like, wipe the hair from my head.
You've been really honest. You know, some days are good, some days are not.
I think that one thing that I've realized about breast cancer is it attacks your femininity in such ways that we don't even know that we're attached to. But, you know, there are other things that are really beautiful about it too. All my scars feel like strength, like they feel like battle wounds.
Did you know you had this within you?
Nope, I sure did not. I definitely thought I was more of a delicate flower than I am. But, you know, I think it's been a real learning for me. I surprise myself with the things that I'm able to do.
So have you organized any medical offices, doctor's offices, chemo rooms? I mean, you're still being Clea, right?
I'm still being myself. My daughter actually, with her therapist, made a list of all the things that have changed and all the things that have stayed the same. And in the stayed the same, my mom still organizes by the rainbow. You know, she can't help herself.
Have you been surprised at the outpouring and how much love and support and well wishes you have received?
I have been surprised by that. I didn't really anticipate kind of the rolling impact that it would continue to have. The piece that I find the most incredible, though, isn't just the outpouring of love, but it's the outpouring of stories. The huge amount of people who have now, unfortunately, found cancer in their own body and wouldn't have if I hadn't kind of rang the bell about it. I so appreciate the love.
Now she's hoping to help even more people, launching the Clea Shearer Breast Cancer Research Fund.
our goals are really raising awareness for self-advocacy and making sure that screenings are available to women everywhere. And ultimately, the way to cure cancer is through research. And, you know, hopefully this fund helps propel that research forward. I'm not going to get to the other side of cancer and be like, well, I did it. This is going to be a piece of my life forever. And I think that just making my cancer count is what brings me the most joy.
She's really inspiring, and the message that she has is so important because, you know, she did, I don't even know if it was a breast self-exam, technically. She just felt something. And here she is, she's on top of the world with all this stuff, and she's like, I can't blow this off because I know it's something. She trusted herself. She calls the docs. They're like, oh, we'll get you in a few months. And
that's
she
amazing.
Says, no. No, I need to get it checked out. And I think that is, you know, I'm so inspired by that because I think if it had been me, I'd been like, well, I guess then it's probably fine. Okay.
Right.
You know, you want to just blow it off and think it, sweep it under the rug. And if she had, she'd be in a lot worse place. When they had the double mastectomy, they found out actually it's stage 2 cancer.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And for her, I mean, we knew she was a giving person just because that's her nature. But to see her right now, she's still going through treatment. She's got a foundation. Like, she's busy. She's staying that way.
She is. I mean, she's totally determined to make something good come of this by telling this story, by being really honest about it. She said, you know, she said, I shaved my head and I thought I was being proactive. She said, but when my hair started falling out, it broke her heart. It was really, really tough. So there are high moments, there are low moments.
And then all the people who found their cancer because she told her story. Like, I think that's the whole, that's everything.
Yeah. Making her cancer count.
Yeah. Definitely. That's she's amazing. Got still a long road ahead. Yeah. You know, she's just in the first phase of chemo. She's got 2 more phases. Yeah. She's going to have radiation. Mm. But she's really positive. Man,
oh
if a positive attitude can kick cancer, then it has no chance because Clia's incredible. And if you want to learn more about this research fund that she's starting, you can go to today.com.
It's great. All right. Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
All right. Let's show you what we've got. And let's look for today. And as we move from camera to camera. I'm sorry, just moving there. We're looking at a little wet weather making its way through the Northeast. We'll see a few showers here, some wet weather through northern and central California. The heat, though, is the big story. Triple digits stretching from central California to the southwest on into the Gulf Coast and even up into the central plains. We're looking at really hot conditions, record highs through the Gulf. Severe storms will be firing up later today in the mid part of the country, and we're looking at wet weather throughout the Northeast. Don't forget, you can find more of today anytime on our Sirius XM channel 108. But
what
now,
time is it?
Best time of the morning. Pop start.
Hit it, girl.
Hi, we have a smorgasbord for you this morning. All right, first up, the Royals. This morning, the University of Cambridge unveiled the very first joint portrait of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Do you want to see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, William and Kate pictured side by side.
Ooh.
The Duchess in a gorgeous emerald gown, but of course,
like
this
that.
Painting was commissioned last year and completed by award-winning British artist Jamie Corith. It looks like a photo.
I was going to say, it's
really
photo-realized.
Gorgeous. About the work, Corith said he wanted to show the Royals as both relaxed and approachable. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think
it?
It's cool that they're not looking straight at us.
Right.
They're looking over there. I think it's something neat.
It's stunning.
How long do they have to pose for that?
I don't know. We'll have to call them and ask them. So if you want to go see it, it currently hangs in the UK's Fitzwilliam Museum, where members of the public can visit the artwork for the next 3 years before it finds a new home in other community spaces and galleries around Cambridgeshire. So we want everybody to be able to see it. Okay, so next up, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, we want this.
The pop superstar known for his legendary dance moves is asking fans to forgive some funny footwork at a recent D.C. show. Have you seen it?
No.
I don't even think it's that bad. I mean, it's a little jazzercise-y.
Some of the kids,
I like it.
Some of the kids are saying it looked like the Hokey Pokey.
It's a little dad-like.
Well, so that he's a dad. Yeah. So that viral video.
That does not look dad-like to me. Well, it looks like the best dancing game.
Justin Timberlake dad dance.
So that's the thing. So, you know, listen, that video has gone viral with the internet turning this into the latest TikTok trend poking fun at Jamie.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Justin is listening. So then yesterday he hopped on Instagram and issued an apology. Look at this.
DC, I want to apologize to you for 2 reasons. Here and here. I had a long talk with both of them individually and said, don't you ever do that to me again. Maybe it was the khakis. This is a little khaki vibe. I'm going to make this up to you.
Uh-oh. I can't wait to see how he does that.
Okay, that's good.
But I mean, what? You'd have to find like a 14-year-old to show you the latest TikTok
dance.
I mean,
Our producer, Pete Breen, just said he's taking sexy back.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. We forgive Justin, but we're not the only ones. The mayor of D.C.
What?
Oh, my gosh. It goes on. To this. Should I consider a mayoral pardon of Justin Timberlake?
Wow, well, wasn't that bad?
Everybody's getting it at all. Wow. So anyway, we'll see what he comes up with next. All right, next up, Back to the Future. Marty and Doc headed to Broadway after success on London's West End. A musical based on the 80s blockbuster is riding a hoverboard over to the Great White Way. Yesterday, the show confirmed plans to open here in New York sometime next year. The songbook includes hits from the movie like Back in Time, The Power of Love, and of course, Johnny Be Good. That's not how you say it, but I sing it. No official opening date has been announced just yet, but we all know this isn't the first time Back to the Future live theater has landed in New York.
Oh, boy.
How could one forget Al Roker and Dylan? This was a Tony-worthy performance.
Al, you did star in Waitress. There is a chance that they may call you because there's got to be a little part for you in Back to the Future.
If every other legitimate actor has been whisked off the face of the earth,
you'll be Doc.
It's possible.
Just a little part. You would dig that.
Oh, I'd love to.
To be continued. All right, speaking of bringing back old favorites, how about My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I love them.
This week, actress Nia Vardalos announced that production has begun on My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Wow.
Revealing this time around the cast is on location. They're actually in Athens, Greece. Plus, she shared that for the first time in the franchise's history, she's directing the project, too. Wow. Previously, Nia wrote the scripts for both the original movie and its 2016 sequel. And even though it's been 2 decades since we met her wacky Greek family, we hope they haven't changed too much. It's going to be good. No word yet, though, on when Greek Wedding 3 will be released.
Remember the Windex? Everything.
Everything.
I love that movie.
She was precious.
Oh, wait, we have one more. Diane Keaton.
Oh, a bonus.
Of course, the Oscar-winning actress is doing a reverse 13 going on 30 in the new trailer for the upcoming comedy Mac and Rita. Keaton plays a 30-year-old who is accidentally transformed into a much older woman. So actress Elizabeth Lail plays Keaton's younger self, a struggling author named Mac, who finds that life actually gets easier when she becomes what she considers old Aunt Rita.
It's like a Freaky Friday
kind of thing.
Yes, but reverse.
Yes, scheduled to hit theaters in August.
Oh.
So there you go.
Don't we all feel like a younger person inside? Sometimes, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm still a teenager. I look at myself and I'm like, when did all this happen?
I get it.
What's all this? We forgot. Straight ahead, the finance expert is going viral with her advice, is here to help you get your finances in order and improve your relationship with your money.
Plus, no baloney. We're making a fun sandwich with one of New Orleans' most successful and beloved chefs. It's Mason Hereford from Turkey and the Wolf. Guys, bologna is having a major moment.
What? Did it ever go away?
Yes. Yeah, it did, but it's back.
I don't think so.
Guys, remember that good hair day we were having
way back then?
It's over. Okay, I don't know if you can see us. It's 8:30. We're in the middle of a new interactive art exhibit right here at 30 Rock. It's created by Danish artist Jeppe Hein. It's called Changing Spaces. It's designed to allow people to hop inside this circular water wall. But if you think that you were going to stay dry, we're not.
Okay, we have... Okay. Going down. Come on down.
Come down.
Come down.
Okay. Down.
What are you talking to the water? First of all, we met some really nice people who stood in this, and they said that you get a little wet.
A little wet?
Oh.
Also, we didn't know. We stepped in and it came up. I'm soaking.
Wait, by the way,
I'm soaking.
We'll stay right here.
Just stay here because I'll slide down there.
Right. So wait, what did Hein say?
He said it's here to help people and to help them communicate and smile and enjoy themselves.
Which we're smiling.
We are. It's open to the public and it's free. It'll be here through September 9th and schedule your blowout for after.
Did y'all have a great experience?
Yes.
I mean, it does feel, I know.
I know, all around. Yeah, a little bit.
But by the way, it is a cool moment. All right?
Are you fun? No, yeah.
Okay, meantime, guys, tomorrow we're going to be in our usual spot. No!
Okay, it's not going to get you.
Are you sure? Well, it's like a wave.
Are we so afraid of water?
No. The wave is coming. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be in our usual spot over there. We're walking the plaza. Conan Gray is going to be here. He's going to take our city concert page.
So we want to tell you about another great concert that we have lined up.
What is it?
I'm going to try to stay put. The mega talented Charlie Puth will be here on
Friday. That's my Charlie's favorite.
Yes, July 8th. If you want to.
It's right behind you.
This is
why are we screaming? It's water. Why are we scared?
Definitely
50
Did we take showers this morning? Why are we so afraid?
All right, anyway. Wait, by the way, I was going to plan this summer to get my hair wet more often.
Yeah.
So I'm not complaining anymore. I'm going to do it.
Fine.
All right, let's tell what's ahead in this half hour, including a money expert who helps millions of fans on TikTok get their finances in order. And this morning, Tori Dunlap is with us to share her best tips for saving and investing.
Guys, have you heard? Baloney, it's big. It's really big. It went away, Al. Yes, it did. But now it's back, and we're going to prove it to you with the how-to for a fun dish. It's from Chef Mason Hereford, the master behind New Orleans famed turkey and the Wolf Sandwich Shop. So this is exciting.
Okay, and guys, guess who's coming to join me at 10?
Yay!
Meredith Vieira is back in Studio 1A. Jenna has got a shoot, and Meredith is going to be here. And it's going to be fun.
We're acting like that water is like urine or something. You know, we're like,
and what you guys can't see, there's an incline.
I know, and we can't get down.
Please.
We don't know how we're getting out of here. Oh, my, it's coming back. Okay, Al.
All right, guys. I wanted to join you, but I got to tell you, there's this beautiful young lady I've got here. This is Lola Bunn. Lola, how are you today?
104.
104 years old. It's the Bunn White Olam family reunion. We're talking five generations here. God bless your husband, deceased, but he served in World War II. We thank you. We got four veterans in the group. Yeah. There you go. So what are you guys going to do today?
Broadway.
What?
Go to the Broadway show.
Oh, go to say Broadway show. All right. Well, good seeing all of you. Have a great time here in our fair city. And lovely to meet you, ma'am. Thank you for being here. 104. How about that? All right. Let's show you what's happening. I got to get a Smucker's jar for her. Anyway, let's look at the weekend. Warmer highs in the Northeast and New England. Record heat down through the Gulf Coast. Severe storms in the Northern Plains. Sunshine out west on Saturday. Summer warmth continues in the Northeast. Mid-Atlantic states. More records in the Gulf. Sunshine out west. Downright hot in the Pacific Northwest. Sunday. No relief from the heat through the Gulf. The Northwest is still heating up. Look for that perfect day around the Great Lakes and more monsoonal moisture through the Southwest. Oh, look who's here to dry off. Very
it's
nice.
My dress.
Oh, you are.
I told you.
Wow. Awesome. And that is your latest weather.
Okay, you know what? He says it will give you a smile. It gave us a smile.
It was fun,
that
y'all.
Was fun.
You guys should try the fountain.
It's rejuvenating.
Go get in a shower.
It's the fountain of youth.
It is. It really is. The fountain of joy. Guys, coming up, look at my crinkled script here.
Yeah.
We're going to have a story about the fight over what's fair when it comes to women's sports, made deeply personal for a family with a transgender little girl. Hallie Jackson has the story right after this.
Hi, Hallie.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back. Today is the 50th anniversary of the passage of Title IX, that landmark legislation that prohibits discrimination based on sex in education programs or activities that receive federal financial assistance.
It did mark the beginning of a new era for women and sports, but today it's also become a flashpoint for both sides of the debate when it comes to the role of transgender women in sports.
Well, NBC's Hallie Jackson joins us now with a story and is right here. Hallie, good morning.
It's great to see both of you, Hoda and Savannah. You know, there's sometimes this sense that Title IX is about history, about the past. But the families and athletes that we've talked with say it is an active fight now, a personal one, centered around the rights of transgender women and girls in sports.
Snowflake obsession. 9-year-old Kieran Clausen collects crystals. She dabbles in face paint and she loves sports.
What do you play?
I did play volleyball, soccer, and I want to play basketball.
To Kieran, who's transgender, it's not about racking up victories.
I don't want to win any trophies for it, though. I feel like that's the most most unfair way to compete because it's not about winning.
What's it about?
Having fun with your friends.
But next week, her state, Indiana, will ban trans girls like her from playing girls' sports, joining at least 15 other states with similar laws. Now, the Clausens' only hope is that the courts will step in.
It's tough. It's hard to do everything that you can to support your child and then have lawmakers come in who don't know anything and say that you're doing the wrong thing for your child. It's really hard.
It's very personal. The lawmakers are attacking one of the smallest minorities that we have.
Title IX is so important to our family, and it's not just for sports. It's so that she is not discriminated against because of her identity.
50 years ago today, Title IX became a landmark law banning discrimination against women and girls in most schools. But the fight now centers around whether that federal right should extend to transgender students.
It's very sad that Title IX has kind of been warped to include biological males when it should be protecting biological females.
Chelsea Mitchell is one of four student athletes suing the Connecticut Association of Schools, now appealing the case's dismissal, arguing the state violated their Title IX protections by letting trans girls compete against them at track meets.
From the moment I stepped foot on the track in my first race, I fell in love with the sport.
What about young transgender girls who are also falling in love with track? Should they be denied the same experience that you've had?
Everyone deserves the opportunity to compete. It just needs to be done where it's most fair, and women's sports need to be kept as women's sports.
This week, swimming's global governing body effectively banned trans women from competing in women's events, only letting swimmers compete in them if they transitioned before age 12. The decision coming just a few months after Leah Thomas made history as the first trans woman to win an NCAA swimming championship.
It is a policy that we need to introduce in order to protect the competitive fairness of our event.
LGBTQ advocacy groups slamming swimming's latest move as discriminatory, as some of the sports world's biggest superstars, like Billie Jean King and Megan Rapinoe, work to fight anti-trans laws, like the one about to go into effect in Indiana, where the Clausens live. We told Rapinoe what Kieran told us.
She just wants to play with her friends. What's your message to her?
Oh, gosh. We're with you. And it's like emotional to think about. I mean, this kid's, you know, so young. She just literally wants to play with her friends.
For Rapinoe, it's personal.
God forbid a trans person excel in sports. I would rather have that than have kids committing suicide. I would literally give up everything that I've ever achieved for not one of these kids to feel what they're feeling.
Kieran seems undeterred with a message now about her journey.
Never stop being you. That's it.
Never stop being you.
There's so many kids that don't even have the opportunity to express who they really are. We are acknowledging more people as who they are than taking something away from somebody else.
The Biden administration is expected to issue a new regulation, several months delayed now, which would reportedly shore up protections for transgender students under Title IX. But if that happens, it is all but certain to set up a legal fight with some of these states that are moving to keep trans girls out of girls' sports.
Yeah, it's a complex issue for sure. Hallie, thank you very much. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to see you. Coming up next, tips for saving, avoiding investing mistakes, and a lot more from TikTok's favorite finance queen. But first, this is Today on NBC. And welcome back, guys. We've been talking a lot about inflation and ways to save this summer, but sitting down to take a look at your money can sometimes feel overwhelming. You want to avoid it, but that is not the answer. Lucky for us, we've got the founder of her first 100K. Tori Dunlop is here. She's going to share some of the best tips. She saved, guys, $100,000 by the time she turned 25. She quit. Do you want that? I know. She quit her job. She started empowering other women. She shares her knowledge. Well, you know what? That moment is here. Before we start, we have to say hi to your mom.
I know.
Your mom is here?
Come on.
Come on. Hi.
This is for you. Hi. I can't believe it.
How great to meet you. Oh, you were
raised such a good girl.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
With her dad, too.
Oh, her dad's here, too. There, where is he? Oh, there he is. We see you. You weren't by yourself. Thank you. Why did it matter that she comes on this show?
Because I watch it every morning. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Let me know when you get on the Today Show.
I made a four-year promise. Promise four years ago that I would fly her out when I got on the Plaza.
So. Well, we are so happy to see you.
Thank you, raised a great girl. There's some Ziploc bags in there for you.
Oh, you know.
Leopard.
You rock.
I love you. That's my clutch. Thank you. All right.
You want me to hold?
Oh, that's okay. I'll hold it for you.
Cool.
You take care of that. Okay, so right now the country is in this kind of, everyone's in a tailspin.
Yeah.
It's like you got gas prices, you got inflation, and I think people aren't even thinking about saving. They're thinking about not drowning.
Yeah.
But what would be your best kind of initial advice given the crunch people are in right now?
Yeah, the first thing is to get the lay of the land, right?
Yeah.
Like looking at your money, we call it the ostrich effect. People bury their head in the sand and they act like their problems don't exist, right?
Yeah.
And so getting honest with your money is the first step. The second step is just being really empathetic and really graceful with yourself. You're not gonna know everything about money.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't come out from the womb knowing everything about how to save or how to invest. So during times of crisis, it's really important that you, you know, give yourself that grace. And then set aside anything you can. Automate your savings. Set aside an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings account. Even if it's $20 a month, that's better than nothing.
Yeah. You see, the relationship you have with money matters.
Yeah.
Some people avoid, some people spend what they don't have and they think, I'll worry about it later. But that relationship's an important thing to take into account, isn't it?
Yeah. So the vast majority of our money habits are cemented by age 7.
Wait.
So second grade.
What do you mean? Oh, like, you're watching your parents
watching
and what
parents,
they
we're
do.
We're watching our family. So what happens is, like, if you view money as scarce, you're going to continue seeing money as scarce. If, you know, it's something that you feel like, oh, if I have debt, I'm a bad person, right? None of these narratives are true. So being able to take a look at, like, what mindsets do I have about money and what are positive and what are negative and what do I want to work on?
Okay, so what's the best advice? There are people who are in debt. There are people who have a lot of issues. How do you advise them?
Yeah, the first thing is that emergency fund. We call it paying yourself first.
Okay.
So setting aside that automatic transfer. If you're giving like Netflix more money than you're giving yourself every month, like don't cancel your Netflix.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. But like $14 to Netflix every month, you're at least as deserving, I would argue, more deserving than Netflix of that money.
And what about the balance of saving and spending? Because that's tricky.
Yeah. A lot of financial experts that shall remain nameless for a really long time told you the reason you're not rich is because you buy coffee. And that's just not true.
No.
It's systemic oppression.
Yeah.
And, you know, rising gas prices and inflation and all these things. So there is a balance, right? You should be able to afford things that you want while saving. So it's like a diet, right? If you tell me I can't have fried chicken, the only thing I'm going to want to do is eat fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you tell somebody they can't spend money, that's not sustainable. So I focus on what I call three value categories. Find the three areas in your life that you love spending your money. So for me, I think for you, like travel, right? It's really important for us.
Yeah.
Coffee might not be so important. So figuring out what do you want to spend your money on is great.
How did you make that 100K?
It was a lot of things. First thing was privilege. My parents helped pay for college, but I was also working three jobs while I was in school. I started saving. I invested as soon as I could. I opened up a Roth IRA at 22, and then I was focusing on that value-based spending. So I still traveled to Costa Rica. I still hung out with my friends, but I set aside that money every month.
Can you believe what's happened to your life right now?
No,
you're a financial expert on TikTok.
This is
weird. This can happen.
It's so crazy.
Congratulations. I love meeting you.
Thank you, Hoda.
I really loved meeting your mom, and there's your dad. Y'all did good. Whatever you did when she was 7 years old was really a brilliant thing. So thank you guys very much. Savannah, over to you.
All right, Hoda, run, don't walk. We have a fried bologna sandwich, okay? This wonderful chef from New Orleans, award-winning chef. He is behind one of the restaurant gems there, and he's gonna teach us how to make this beauty because, guys, bologna is back. But first, this is Today on NBC. We are back, 8:52. I've been waiting all day for this, Today Food. And this morning, James Beard Award-nominated chef Mason Hereford is here. He is the mastermind behind the famed Turkey and the Wolf sandwich shop in New Orleans. And now, finally, he's out with a cookbook called Turkey and the Wolf, Flavor Trippin' in New Orleans. Mason, I love
true.
Your vibe. It just came out this week. It is topping the charts. And we are so happy to have you here.
I am so happy to be here.
Tell me about the book real quick. What's the vibe?
The book is all about having a good time. So we have a restaurant that we set out to open just for more than any other reason. It was to party with our friends and have a good time. And we're trying to get that vibe out in our cookbook.
Okay, so we're going to make a bologna sandwich. But maybe as we go, why is it called Turkey and the Wolf?
too long a story?
I'm now both the turkey and the wolf. There used to be two. Don't
okay, all right. I'm fine. Okay, so I'm starting.
We're going to start by buttering the bread.
He told me earlier, he goes, it's a long story, but not really a good story.
Oh, yeah. It's not necessarily a TV story.
Okay, all right. Okay, we butter our bread. This is not just any white bread. This is beautiful.
Yeah, so we recommend buying your bread from a bakery and thickening it really, cutting it really thick.
Yeah.
So when you toast it, it'll be crispy on the outside, but it'll be like soft and chewy on the inside.
Okay, we buttered
both
sides.
Right into the pan. This one's already buttered.
You didn't even put, this is a cast iron pan. You didn't put any oil or anything.
No, the butter, we got the perfect amount of butter already on the bread, corner to corner.
Now, what, do we need fancy bologna, or can my bologna have a first name?
Good.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
I would say that your bologna, of course, can have a first name. We have a bologna we use at the restaurant that's near and dear to our hearts that I'd love to talk about. A local butcher shop makes it, and it's made by my friends Leanne and Dan.
So you could go to
the best bologna you can find.
Yes.
Will reward you, but that sandwich can be made with anything.
Okay, right. So you put it in there. Now, so we're toasting our bread over here. Just bologna, throw the bologna in.
Yeah, we can, you know, maybe do like
again.
A
I don't see you putting any oil or
whoa!
Now you're showing up. This is James Beard Award nominated chefery right here.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, my mom used to make fried bologna sandwiches when I was little, and we put it on white bread with ketchup. That's what we do. But you're going to elevate it this morning.
So my mom made them, and I could not stand it. It was
really? Oh my gosh!
They were not toasted. American cheese, yellow mustard, and I'd eat it, and I would feel kind of sad. And we would put we put the chips in there to sort of.
Oh, make it good.
Get through it.
How's it tasting, friends?
Oh, my God.
Dying?
Oh, my God. This is what's left.
You have elevated the sandwich.
Okay, so all right, so show us what we did. We've
it's
got our bread. Now we're going to pile it on. We got the
fried
bologna. What was this?
So this went into the oven.
Yep.
And it melted after we took it out of the pan. Here it is, ready to go. Mm-hmm. We are ready to build the sandwich.
Okay.
I'll start with the mayonnaise on one side if you want to do the mustard on the other.
Sure, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. But
this looks like honey
so
mustard.
So the mustard recipe is something I discovered right before opening Turkey and the Wolf. One of my best friends, Via, her mother's name is Tay, and Tay gave me this mustard recipe, and it has changed my entire business plan.
Really?
It's made with mustard powder, eggs, vinegar, and sugar, and you cook it over a double boiler, and you can have mustard made in 30 minutes.
Okay, all right, we got to hurry.
We got to roll.
Yeah.
Next is going to be shreddis. Bologna's going to go right on top. I'm going with the hands.
Oh, just do it.
And then we're piling on all these chips.
Oh, my God. Oh, all of them. I love it.
Yeah, let's make it happen. All right, the most fun part.
This is so good.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get to it. We only have a minute. Let's go. Okay, so then crunch it together.
And then smash it.
Now, this is like, okay, I got it. Okay, great. Now, what's over here?
What's over here?
I'm going to eat it.
Dish number two. It is time.
Hurry.
What are you making?
I'm just
taking a bite. No, no, you keep going.
Okay, cool.
Is this like a tempura?
So, yeah, this is a tempura fried apple that we're going to make into a buffalo Waldorf salad.
Oh,
so we're
going
to toss it in a tempura batter, fry it up.
Oh, that's
here
good.
They are fried, ready to go.
And then just show us
onto the plate.
Accoutrements.
All right, we're going to go with a buffalo sauce.
Did you say accoutrement?
Accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
New Orleans, right?
Mason, it's crazy.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Andy Bond, that's blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Oh my gosh, we have 5 seconds left. Mason's coming back in the fourth hour. I blew it. I'm sorry. You rocked. Today.com/food if you want to get the cookbook. We love you.
What's Turkey in the Wolf?
Turkey in the Wolf. How'd you get that?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.